Welcome to the Money Makeover Show. The Money Makeover team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Certified financial planner Doug Neal, chartered financial consultant Jamie Keys, certified financial planner Tony Nafar, and your team of CPAs, attorneys, real estate, and financial pros. Now, here's your Money Makeover team.
Good morning. Welcome to the Money Makeover Show, the place where we help you make better, smarter financial decisions. I'm Tony Nafar, certified financial planner at your service this morning, along with Jamie Keys, chartered financial consultant. We are both part of Neal Financial Group with offices in Central Texas on Main Street, just right across from the courthouse. Somebody asked me the other day, Jamie, where is our office exactly? And I said, look, if you're walking out of the courthouse in downtown Brenham,
walk across the street.
Yeah, just come out that door. Do not go left or right. Just go directly.
That's right.
In front of you and across the street, and you'll go right to our door in the atrium building there on the bottom floor, Neal, N-E-A-L, Financial. Also, we have an office about a mile and a half from the Galleria shopping area in Houston, Texas, and we try to stay far enough away from all that horrible traffic that you won't have too bad a time navigating your way in. So you can come see us at either office. Take advantage of that free review. Yes, we have so many of you that we've enjoyed meeting that way. No one is applying pressure to you when you come in. You can bring whatever's on your mind. What kind of things do people bring with them, Jamie, sometimes?
Well, a lot of times what they're bringing in are things that they don't remember how they work. Old life insurance contracts, annuity contracts. They get their statements with their 401k plans, all of those types of things that you look at and you go, man, that's a lot of numbers, and I don't know what they mean.
Yeah. So a lot of it is not because you're dumb or something, but frankly,
you don't deal with it every day.
Yeah, and not only that, but if it's something you signed up for years ago, like an annuity or an insurance or a long-term care policy or whatever, are you remembering every single fine point of that contract? Probably not. You know, so and especially if you're looking to do some things like we talk about all the time here on the program, which is maybe you can use an old cash value life insurance policy or an annuity that's already at the surrender, out of surrender charges, and get that maybe repurposed in some way to use that maybe to help pay for long-term care if you don't have long-term care, or if you've got an old policy that's only going to pay you 50 or 75 bucks a day for long-term care, maybe you have something else that can help to add to that so you're not dipping into your savings all the time if you would need to have care at home or in a facility. So these are big things, and they're part of financial planning.
Well, the long-term care issue comes up more and more, and the reason it comes up more often is because we're simply living longer than we used to.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's not unusual to live into your 80s and 90s, whereas it used to be that did not occur. And as we get older, what happens is we simply reach the point where we may not be able to take care of ourselves, but we still need care.
Yeah, we'll talk a little bit more about some of that when we come back from this break, because it is such a big deal. In fact, I'm looking at helping a company provide long-term care as part of their benefit package. You know, you can buy life insurance on there as an employee through the employer. They have a 401k that they provide. They do all kinds of other things. Now they're looking at maybe offering this option as an employer benefit to help their employees, because a lot of them are 50 plus now in that workforce. And so these are all things that have to go together with good financial planning. So we'll talk about that, answer your questions, of course. We'll take a look at the markets when we come back. And Jamie's got a few fine points that he wants to
always
bring forward, always. Same old thing. And we are on earnings season coming up. How much should you be worried about that?
How much weight do you throw into that?
Oh, yeah. I mean, if you're just recovering from the Brexit deal, and now we got earnings, holy cow. Man, oh, man, how do you deal with it? So we'll talk about that, too. And of course, if you got questions right now, here's our number, 800-332-7879. 800-332-7879. just to talk to Tony and Jamie right here in private on the good old telephone while the commercials are rolling. 800-332-7879. Give us a call now, and you'll hook up with the team from the Money Makeover Show.
Summer is here and the grass is growing. Stop by Round Top Mercantile and check out their summer specials. Round Top Mercantile is now your local authorized snapper dealer. Go out and check out the inventory of snapper walk-behind mowers, tractor riders, and the 360Z series of snapper ZTR mowers. Snapper offers the widest selections of outdoor power equipment. Plus, snapper tractors, riding mowers, and push lawn mowers feature easy operation, streamlined design, and easy convertibility. In other words, snapper mowers make it as easy as it gets. Don't forget, Round Top Mercantile is also an authorized service center for steel, bobcat, and snapper, along with service on Briggs, Kohler, and Kawasaki engines. Round Top Mercantile services what they sell, so give Round Top Mercantile a call for more information on snapper lawn equipment at 979-249-3117. That's 979-249-3117. Or stop in and pick out the snapper mower that's perfect for your lawn. Do all your shopping at the Round Top Mercantile, 438 North Washington Street in Round Top.
Are you ready to get the college degree you've always dreamed of? Or looking for quick training for a new career? Then look no further than Blinn College. Blinn's academic transfer rate consistently ranks among the highest in the nation and recently earned national recognition for affordability. With workforce education, online and fast-track courses available, Blinn has the perfect course for you. Classes begin soon, so register now at blinn.edu. Blinn College. Proven.
Hey ladies, do you suffer from hair loss? Stop in Merle Norman Spa and Wigs to see their selection of beautiful wigs with new styles arriving daily, including longer styles. These quality wigs look great. Plus, there's a comfortable and private area where you can try on the various styles, and the ladies at Merle Norman can assist you in choosing the style and color that suits you best. These wigs are great options for thinning hair or complete hair loss. Look and feel beautiful. Visit Merle Norman Spa and Wigs in the Blue Bonnet Shopping Center in Brenham today.
There are a lot of things in life that should make you nervous. Skydiving, swimming with sharks, your mother-in-law. But going to the dentist shouldn't be one of them, especially if you're a patient of Dr. Paul LaRoche in Brenham, now offering Waterlase Dentistry, technology that combines laser energy and water. No more rough grinding and drilling, and in most cases, no need for painful numbing shots. What are you afraid of? Find out more about Waterlase. Call LaRoche Dentistry at 836-5666. They make smiles happen.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Ringling Brothers and Barnum and Bailey presents Circus Extreme, brought to you by Chick-fil-A of Houston. Get ready to experience extreme family fun like never before at America's most extraordinary live family entertainment experience, the greatest show on earth. Stop by any participating Metro PCS locations and pick up a coupon to save $7 on tickets. Restrictions and charges apply. See coupon for details. Opens July 14th at NRG Stadium. Brought to you by Chick-fil-A of Houston.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
Welcome back to the Money Makeover Show with a couple members of the Money Makeover Team from Neal Financial Group. Again, we have an office in Brenham, another one in Houston. We're licensed as financial planners and advisors in 19 states. So glad to help you out with whatever is going on. Help you get a plan, get a working roadmap together of what you're going to do for the rest of your days. How are you going to pay for the rest of your life out of what you're paying for day to day and week to week and month to month to run your life if you're below retirement age, right? So how do you make that transition? We get lots of questions all the time, Jamie and I do, and Doug Neal and the rest of our group. How do I factor in what I'm putting in my 401k or my 403b? Well, should I get an IRA? Can I do an IRA? There are rules about different things to do with those. And how can I invest more wisely? What role does my real estate, my farm, my ranch, if you guys are running cows or whatever, how does that work into everything? How do I pay for college for my kids? All of these different things come together. And that's what we help you look at and sift through all that ton of information and come up with something that's an actual workable plan for you. So if you want to come in, do that free review. Jamie, folks can call us at the office and call us there, talk it over, make an appointment to come by. Glad to have them. And office phone number is
979-836-2903. It's 836-2903. Sharon's always there to answer the call, and she can always set up appointments. You don't have to talk to one of us to make an appointment.
Sure. Now, if you have a question, want to call and ask us something, yeah, that's fine. If we're not out in somebody else's office somewhere, that's good. We'd be glad to talk to you or we call you back. But most important thing is get some answers and give us a call and get started on something. So you can, even if you're just checking things out, even if you've already got pretty much lined up, you think you're good, okay. Nothing wrong with having another couple of pairs of eyes on there and look at it.
Yeah, we, yeah, absolutely. And we've done those free reviews where we've had individuals or couples come in and take a look at things and say, hey, you're on the right track. You're doing a good job. Nothing needs to be changed. Mm-hmm. You've thought about everything. You're, you know, good going forward.
And, there you
and that's always good news.
You betcha. Meanwhile, other good news, yes, we still seem to be on the upside in the Dow, the NASDAQ, the S&P 500. Wow, what happened from just a few days ago? When everybody was running for the exits, they were sure that the world economy, and of course the U.S. economy as part of that, was absolutely never going to recover.
Doomed.
From the British pulling out of the European Union. Wow. The so-called Brexit. And where are we now? Setting records for all-time highs. On the biggest U.S. stock averages.
Yeah, today basically we're flat.
Yeah.
Not up or down much one way or the other on, you know, all the indicators, the Dow, the S&P, and the NASDAQ. So basically there hasn't been much movement today, not a whole lot going on today.
Sure.
Well,
but we are, you know, into the earnings season now.
Yeah, maybe you need to explain what earnings season is.
Yeah, quarterly.
And maybe your spouse would like you to be into earnings season.
Yeah, well, that goes on all the time. Yeah, there's never a break in that. But, yeah, for companies, for U.S. companies in particular, we're talking about, every quarter at least, companies announce how well they're doing, how much money are they making. What are their costs? Advertising, employee, raw materials, whatever, cost of goods sold. They add all that up, and are they doing better than they were the last quarter? Or are they doing better than they were at the same period of time last year? It's kind of like a financial yardstick that you can measure the performance of companies by. And that is earnings season. Now, everybody goes, oh, it might mean that maybe they're not doing as well. You know, there are always going to be some industries that are lagging, and there are going to be other industries that are doing well. An example of an industry that's been lagging for the past several quarters is oil and gas.
That's true.
They've been taking it on the chin. We all know that here, certainly in the great state of Texas, right? But is that going to be forever and ever? I would say probably not.
Unless we're going to do without energy.
Well, yeah. And what are the odds? So, again, I thought it might be really interesting to read this little bit of something from a big investment firm called First Trust. And this is a thing that they put out for magazine type of thing. They said there are really only four threats to wealth creation. I mean, we had the Brexit, and we had this, and we had that. You know, the Italian economy is not good. The Greeks are a mess. Various things. The Chinese are not growing as much. They said, you know what? Here's what you really look for. Threats to wealth creation. Number one, monetary policy. What is the Fed, Federal Reserve, or other governments doing with regard to interest rates, especially. That's what they seem to be able to zip up and down a little bit more. Tax policy, trade policy, and spending and regulations that can be burdensome, according to these folks, on different businesses and types of businesses. So that's what they look at. when they're running billions of dollars worth of investments for people here and all around the world. That's what they look at, not what is today's headline about something. So maybe we can take a clue from that, Jamie.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the thing that's nice about that is it kind of puts things in perspective. You know, when it comes to earnings season, I mean, the companies may come out quarterly and say, these are what our earnings are for the quarter or for the past two quarters. And then, you know, everybody says, well, their earnings were either below expectations or above expectations, and that's reflected in stock prices. But the reality is, you know, when you are looking at an investment, in this case we'll talk about stock investments, one of the things you can always look at is something called EBITDA, which stands for earnings before interest, tax, you know, so
depreciation,
on,
blah,
so
blah,
on,
blah.
Yeah. But you can look at earnings at any time.
Yeah.
It's just that quarterly they come out with what the earnings, actual earnings were. And so it is a big deal, and it's not a big deal at the same time.
Yeah.
You know, and the other, when you were talking about the things to take a look at from the article, you know, trade policy is always important.
Yes.
One of the things that you need to understand is, let's say, for example, the United States says we're going to put a tariff on goods that are coming from a particular country.
Mm-hmm.
And if they put a tariff on it, what that means is we want to collect money when those goods come into our country, which means that it will make their goods more expensive here in this country.
So we're going to penalize those nations that are shipping goods into our country for our consumers to buy.
And so,
what do they do?
Yeah. So how do the other country view that? Well, the other country says, well, we don't like that because you're making our goods more expensive. So guess what we're going to do?
They're going to put a tariff on our stuff that we're sending over there to sell.
Yeah, and so when you talk about those types of things, basically that's a trade war.
Yeah, and so interesting, you know, I hadn't thought about this, quite frankly, but, you know, right before we had the Depression of the 1920s and 30s, we were in one of these types of tariff wars. The U.S. was putting tariffs on goods and services coming in from other countries. And guess what those other countries did to us? They put tariffs on our stuff going over there. And that was part of what brought on the problems that we had in our economy and all around the world. And it was restrictive trade policies that really dug into the underpinnings of the economies globally, which didn't help things one bit.
And especially in the energy industry.
Yeah. So, again, please be careful. There is a lot of rhetoric going on all sides, for and against putting tariffs on things. It sounds good to say, well, we'll protect American jobs by putting tariffs on these same goods that are coming into our company, and we'll force people in the U.S. to buy stuff only made here. Well, there's always the other side to that.
Because we don't live in a vacuum.
We don't. Not anymore. We never did, really, but we really don't now. So just think of everything when you're looking and sizing up stuff, and from an investment point of view as well, right? By the way, Jamie, you had a couple of questions on Social Security that came up. Yeah, we've got a few minutes here before we go to our first break. Let's tackle that one or two of those.
Okay, well, one of the ones we can talk about first is, it has to do with, this is one of the questions we get occasionally, and it has to do with Social Security disability benefits. And if you're on Social Security disability benefits, the benefit is determined by what your benefit is at full retirement age. And so what they do is they look at your earnings records, and if you qualify for Social Security disability, your earnings record will determine what your benefit is going to be. And so that's what you receive while you're on Social Security disability. Now, do you receive Social Security disability payments after you reach full retirement age?
No.
Yeah, the answer to that is no. Because at that point, you're on full retirement, and instead of it being called Social Security disability payments, the new name for it is Social Security income payments. It ends up being exactly the same number, so you're not penalized when you go from Social Security disability to Social Security income.
Yeah, that's a question we always get.
We do get that question quite often.
Am I going to get less money when I turn age 66 and start collecting regular Social Security? Do they cut off my Social Security disability and I somehow make less money? And the answer to that is no, you don't make less money. You're not penalized. But instead of it being called SSD or Social Security disability, it is your Social Security income payment.
That's correct. And by the way, you should know that when you're on Social Security disability, even though you're not age 65, you are eligible for Medicare. And so you need to be aware of that. Sometimes I think people get confused by that. And when they reach full retirement age, if the payment for them gets different for Medicare when they reach full retirement age, because that does come out of your Social Security payment, they think they're getting penalized because of the amount they're getting, the check changes, and that's not the case at all.
So again, you know, we have a great Social Security office right here in Brenham off of Bluebell Road, right, FM 577 and 290. They're friendly. They're knowledgeable. You can go in there if you have some specific questions and get your questions answered. Or you can go to the Medicare website, Social Security website, socialsecurity.gov. If you know how to navigate on the web, that's a great resource for you as well. But I think a lot of folks around here, Jamie, need to take advantage of the fact that we have that Social Security office right here.
It's a great office here in Brenham. A lot of advantages to going to the Social Security office here as opposed to making the trek into Houston and going there. If you go to Houston, be prepared to wait in some lines.
Yeah.
Whereas the Social Security office here is very knowledgeable and the late waits are much, much less.
You betcha. In the meantime, if you've got other questions, I've had some that have come up about, well, how do we know what to take for Social Security? When should we take it? Should I start it at 62? Shall I wait until I'm full retirement age, which is now 66? Shall I wait till I'm 70? What about my spouse? He or she is saying they want to take it as soon as they get the opportunity. But what will that do to the other spouse if they survive, they outlive the spouse who's decided to take Social Security early? Oh, all kinds of issues there. We'll address some of that when we come back. If you've got some issues, whether it's Social Security, whether it's 401k, whether it's life insurance related, Jamie's terrific with all that, by the way. That's a kind of a subspecialty area of Jamie's as a planner. So, again, call us. We're coming up on a break here. And Craig Montana will put your phone call right to us here on the Money Makeover Show. And you can talk to us in private while the commercials are playing. No one else will hear you now except me and Jamie on the phone. And here's our number to do that, 800-332-7879. 800-332-7879. 800-332-7879. Don't be shy. Give us a call. And we'll do our best to help you out right here on the Money Makeover Show.
Sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, just sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time.
Did the recent storms damage your trees? Do you have trees that need attention due to broken limbs or are almost completely uprooted? Time to call Rogers Tree Service in Brenham. Rogers Tree Service can cut off those broken limbs and trim limbs that are in danger of breaking off during the next storm. Call Rogers Tree Service at 979-836-4517. They've been servicing the trees of Washington County for over 30 years and wish to thank all their customers for their patronage. Rogers Tree Service in Brenham, going out on a limb for you. Call 979-836-4517.
I'm Trace Atkins. I enjoy working my own land, and ASCO understands what that takes. As your case dealer and a family business for over 50 years, ASCO is going to help you keep things going on your land. While you're working day in and day out, Case IH is creating equipment to fit your farm or ranch, helping you manage the day-to-day challenges. So stop by and take a look at the agronomically designed equipment from Case IH. See ASCO in Brenham on Highway 290 West and in Bryan at Highway 6 and Tabor Road.
The Brenham Saddle Shop has work boots for the working man. Work boots by Twisted X, Ariat, Red Wing, Justin, Chippewa, Rocky, and John Deere. These boots are comfortable, durable, and rugged, and available in soft and safety toe. They have sizes to fit almost everyone up to size 15 and styles to please. The Brenham Saddle Shop is your work boot headquarters. Family-owned and operated for 56 years on Highway 290 East Frontage Road in Brenham. Open Monday through Saturday, 10 till 5:30. Layaway available.
Do you need a tune-up? Is your check engine light on? Take your car to Myers Garage. Need work done on your brakes? Take your vehicle to Myers Garage. Myers Garage is your general auto repair center in downtown Brenham. Not only does Myers offer tune-ups and brake service, they also can help with the air conditioner that's not cooling and many other general auto repairs. Is your diesel running rough? Myers also offers diesel diagnostics. Just call Tommy or David at Myers Garage at 836-6741 or stop by their location at 308 South Baylor in downtown Brenham.
Olympians, take your mark. The KWHI 1280 Summer Games with prizes of Olympic proportion will begin in 3, 2, 1.
And there's the gun.
Take home the gold medal with prizes like tickets to Schlitterbahn Water Parks in New Braunfels and Galveston, the Ringling Brothers and Barnum and Bailey Circus, the Children's Museum of Houston, and a grand prize, two nights stay at the Casa del Mar Beachfront Suites in Galveston. To win, just listen for the sounds of the summer games. Let the games begin. Be caller 6 at 836-9937 and be the top Olympian. The KWHI 1280 Summer Games are brought to you by
Herman's Furniture, American Overhead Door, J.B. Waterwells in Brenham, and WCT in Brenham.
KWHI 1280 Summer Games with prizes of Olympic proportions.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
Alrighty, welcome back to the Money Makeover Show with the Money Makeover Team from Neal Financial Group. Two members of the team in the studio for you this morning. I'm Tony Navarre, Certified Financial Planner at your service, along with Jamie Keyes, Chartered Financial Consultant. Craig Montana running the studio for us, as always. And yes, our little headline thing done by the person with the really deep voice that says we help you make better, smarter financial decisions. Yeah. We try to pass along what knowledge we can, whether it's about stocks, bonds, IRAs, 401ks, 529 college savings plans, long-term care, annuities.
And the list goes on.
Yeah, right. I always like to pass on other stuff, too, which is best time, according to the Kiplinger newsletter, their big financial outfit. They put out a newsletter every once in a while, and best times to buy stuff. Certain items. So real quickly, best time to buy a new pair of jeans, or maybe several pairs, is late August actually the end of July through late August. Why is that, Jamie? So back to school, right? And then if you really want to get the super cheap prices, just think about it. The leftovers that didn't sell, that everybody stocked up on in these stores, right? They didn't sell during the back-to-school period. So now, early October is the next time to go out there and get rid of that oversupply because the stores, online or brick-and-mortar regular shopping center stores, they all want to get new inventory in for the holiday season after that. So they want to get rid of the old pairs of jeans that are still left over from back to school. So you're getting even better, probably super discount right there. So again, the late July and all through August period for jeans, and then again in October. And of course, August, another great time to buy computers, laptops, those kind of things. And especially during this back-to-school period in August, September, because they usually bundle things like printers and other types of add-ons, package these things together, whether it's online or in brick-and-mortar regular stores, shopping malls. So, again, those are the things. And likewise for laptops and other, you know, handheld devices, everything else, they go on sale again in October to clear out the old inventory and get ready for the new inventory for the holidays. There you go.
Sounds like common sense to me.
Well, it sounds like common sense, but how often do you really think about it?
Yeah, do you even know those things?
Yeah, anyway, so just passing along some helpful information.
That's good information for me with my fluctuating waistline. When's the best time for me to go get some new jeans?
Yeah, that waistband size continues to move around on you, doesn't it? I know we all have that as we get older. Another Social Security or disability benefit question.
Yeah, I got
several more
questions. By the way, I got these out of the Houston Chronicle. These are pretty common questions that we get regarding Social Security, so I thought this would be a good time to talk. They have a senior living section that comes out periodically.
Yeah. And frankly, I think a lot of these questions we have all been asked at one time or another in our line of work, something about when should I do it, how can I take it, will it be reduced, et cetera, et cetera. So, again, these are just kind of a thumbnail sketch of so many of these questions we've gotten.
Here's another one. It says, this is somebody who's 55 years old, and they suffered an on-job injury. And when they have an on-job injury, what do they get? They get workers' comp.
Yes, which is not Social Security disability.
It's not Social Security disability. Workers' comp comes from the state. And so that's a state program. And so they said, well, if I'm getting workers' comp, will that affect Social Security disability payments? If I'm getting Social Security disability payments, and that's a great question. The answer to that is maybe.
Yes.
Because, your Social Security disability payment is based upon your earnings record, not your actual earnings that you're making at the time that you had the on-job injury. There's a law that says that you cannot receive in payments from workers' comp and Social Security disability more than 80% of your pre-injury salary.
Salary, mm-hmm.
And so they want you to have some incentive to get back to work. So what generally gets cut, if you're receiving workers' comp and Social Security disability, you can only get payments up to 80% of your pre-injury work salary. And therefore, what generally gets cut in that case is Social Security disability. So that's the way that works.
And these are cases that are looked at, though, on an individual
basis.
So it's not sure for everybody in every single situation. So
yeah, and so the thing to think about there is that 80% number, if you're, taking a look at that. And then there was one other question that came about, and this is a really good question. This is somebody who talks about they're 59 years old and they're getting Social Security disability benefits, but they want to file for unemployment. Can they get Social Security disability payments and receive unemployment? Well, the answer to that is embedded in the question. Because Social Security disability payments, you receive Social Security disability. If you qualify for Social Security disability, what does that mean?
Means you can't work.
That means you can't not work. If you're going to receive unemployment, what does that mean?
That means you're unemployed.
That means you're unemployed.
You're not working.
You're just not working. You can work. You simply don't have a job. And so the answer to that is you're either going to get one or the other. You can't get both. If you're unemployed but can go back to work, guess what? You don't qualify for Social Security disability. So the answer to that question is embedded in the question itself.
It's under the disability part.
That's right.
Meaning you can or
cannot work.
Right, yeah.
That doesn't mean you're unemployed. That means that you can't work. Mm. If you're unemployed and you simply don't have a job but you would like to go back to work, that's different than being disabled.
Okay. Now, let's go on to another issue here, and you and I, Jamie, were talking about this during the last commercial break a little bit, and that is actually a case of yours where somebody thought that he may get a better deal by going online to get an insurance policy rather than dealing with you on insurance. And I think this is a lot of misconception out there. We think that everything we're going to buy online
is cheaper.
And there are a lot of things you can buy online that are cheaper than you can get it somewhere else. All right? But not everything works that way, and life insurance is one of those.
Yeah, when we were talking about, you had talked about the article a while ago about getting things, when's the best time to buy things.
Mm-hmm.
And, when it comes to consumer goods, there may be time periods where it's better to buy things, and you may be able to get things at a discount. Well, when it comes to insurance products, particularly life insurance, insurance companies are regulated by the states, not by the federal government. So every state has their own rules and regulations when it comes to insurance companies. So in the state of Texas, any insurance company that wants to do business in the state of Texas has to abide by the Texas Department of Insurance rules. And when they have products that they offer here in the state of Texas, guess what? They have to get them approved by the state. And so let's just talk about term insurance. If you have term insurance and you're getting it from a company, is it better to get it from an agent or is it better to go online? Well, that, you know, better, that's a relative term. But are you going to get a better deal online than you would get from a regular insurance agent? The answer to that is no.
But?
The premiums are exactly the same.
And that's because they are regulated.
By the state.
By the state. And they pricing
yeah, the insurance
is the same.
The insurance companies have to go to the state if they want to get a new product where they're going to change
the
premiums are.
What I always am asked is, well, look, I don't want to pay some guy
a commission.
So isn't it cheaper to buy my insurance online? Because that way I'm not paying a commission.
And the answer to that is, again, no. If you buy it online, the premiums are exactly the same. The insurance company simply keeps the commission.
So somebody's getting a commission, and it could just be the insurance company itself that's getting that same.
That doesn't mean you can't go online and buy, buy life insurance. You can certainly do that. But when you run into issues, who's going to go to bat for you?
So give us a kind of a case history here.
Well, I had one case that somebody had called me, and they had reached the end of the guaranteed period for their term insurance. Let's say, for example, they had the same premium for 10 years. Their policy had reached the 10-year time period, and the rate was going up. And they it went up substantially, and that's the way those things work.
Mm-hmm.
They wanted to know what their options were. Well, in this particular case, their policy, they had the ability to do what's called a term conversion, convert it to a different type of policy and keep the premiums the same for the rest of their life. But they didn't, and when they did that, they didn't have to answer any health questions. So it's real simple to do a term conversion. The premiums are still going to be higher, but they're going to be the same. Hopefully, it's a product where the premiums are going to be the same for the rest of their life.
And not just continually go up. Every
right.
year. Okay.
And so, or the other option was to get a new term policy. Well, when you do that, when you get a new policy, you have to go through underwriting. So I said, tell me about your health. Well, this person had a heart attack in the last 5 years. And they told me about how mild it was. Well, that's good. You know, that's good news. I'm glad it was a mild heart attack. But when the insurance company looks at it, they see heart attack.
Mm-hmm.
And what that means is you're not going to get the same rates as somebody who hasn't had a heart attack. It's going to be more expensive. Well, they decided that they were going to go through underwriting anyway because they had gone online and said, hey, I can get it really cheap if I go online. Well, 2 months later, after all the underwriting, the premium wasn't anywhere close to what the online premium was indicated at the beginning. And so they wasted a lot of time trying to apply for coverage that they were not going to get. You may or may not get the help that you need when you apply online. If you have an agent to go to bat for you, sometimes they can work with the insurance companies. And the truth is, that's their job, is to know what questions to ask you. They ask about your health history. And so when you call an agent and they give you, well, based on your health history, this is the premium that I think you may qualify for, there's some value to that. As opposed to going online and saying, hey, man, that's really cheap. Well, you're not ever going to get that.
Yeah.
But it looks cheap.
It's a bummer after you spend a whole bunch of time and you go back and forth with the online people. Because, you know, again, there's a finite amount of carriers that they can hook you up with in the state of Texas, for instance. Because, again, all these companies have to be approved and regulated by the state of Texas Department of Insurance. No one can sell insurance in this state without having that. So all the companies that are going to do business in Texas are already going through that. And those are the companies that you have to choose from. And either the company is going to get a commission that they're going to keep, or you're going to have someone who's helping you as an agent to get that same policy that is out there.
Yeah, there is a really very large carrier who does advertising on TV where you can deal direct with the company and how much money you can save by going direct and on some life insurance policies. And I know the company and I know what the rates are, and they're exactly the same as you get when you go through one of the agents that is licensed to or contracted to represent them. So
again, a little truthful awareness education here on how things work. And again, if you have questions, it never hurts to ask. If you're looking at something, thinking about doing something, whether it's insurance or anything else, you're welcome to give us a call. We're going to a station break right now, and you're welcome to call us while we're doing that. Your voice will not go on the air. It'll only be listenable for us. And here's our number to do that. And that's 800-332-7879, 800-332-7879, 800-332-7879. Tony and Jamie will answer your question while the commercials are playing right here on the Money Makeover Show.
AJ's General Repair is your headquarters for starter and alternator repairs and general automotive repairs. AJ's General Repair is family owned and operated, so you can be sure of quality work every time. Call Andrew Joswalk, owner of AJ's General Repair, at 979-203-1620. Or stop by 4570 Chadwick Hogan Road in Chapel Hill and see them for starter, alternator, and other general repairs. AJ's General Repair in Chapel Hill. Call 979-203-1620 for fast service today.
Want to have some fun? Then get over to Rob's Fun Center at 1308 Highway 290 West in Brenna for the latest in side-by-sides, ATVs, motorcycle, and personal watercraft. Rob's Fun Center has complete lines of Polaris, Yamaha, and Arctic Cat, plus a full-service shop that's capable of doing everything from routine maintenance to complete rebuilds on the brands they sell and on competitive brands. Find out more about Rob's Fun Center at 979-836-2700. Have fun on a motorcycle or ATV from Rob's Fun Center in Brenna. Quality sales, parts, and service.
Washington County will conduct a free one-time waste collection event for residents of Precinct 1 beginning July 19th. This event is for residential waste only, not commercial waste. Residents can take advantage of this opportunity to remove trash, scrap, and debris from their property and to dispose of it for free. Designated dumpsters for this event will be at these locations: Independence near the intersection of Graves Road and McKnight Road, Washington Volunteer Fire Department at 2304 FM 1155 East, and 11700 Highway 105 near Fluellen Road at the Old County Barn. Once the dumpsters are full, they will be removed and not brought back. Free collection events in other precincts will follow. Listen for announcements. These sites will be monitored. Do not dispose of brush, tires, batteries, hazardous materials, liquid paint, or scrap metal. Dried out paint is okay. Batteries and other recyclables may be taken to the recycling center for free disposal. A free tire collection event is being planned for this fall. Your cooperation is appreciated and helps make free events like this possible. Funded by the TCEQ through the BVCOG. For questions, call 979-277-6290.
Ringling Brothers at Barnum & Bailey presents Circus Extreme, brought to you by Chick-fil-A of Houston. Get ready to experience extreme family fun like never before at America's most extraordinary live family entertainment experience, the greatest show on earth. Stop by any participating Houston Chick-fil-A restaurant and pick up a voucher to get select kids tickets for $10. Restrictions and charges apply. See voucher for details. Opens July 14th at NRG Stadium.
Stop letting power outages interrupt your life. Protect your home and family from the uncertainty of power outages by keeping the lights on and basic household appliances running with a standby generator from ATI. Don't be susceptible to storm outages or compromised electric grids. With a standby generator, you can keep medical devices running, gas pumps pumping, cash registers scanning, and no more downtime for those who work online at home. ATI has technicians that can install and service home, commercial, and industrial stationary generators of any size. The new 10-kilowatt standby generator affordably covers your home's basic circuits, providing backup power to your lights, refrigerator, television, and other small appliances. The 20-kilowatt powers even more of your household appliances, including up to 2 air conditioners. And now, flexible placement options and compact sizes can make it a reality for many homeowners. Call ATI at 979-826-9770 before the next storm hits.
There's an ATI professional technician near you. Call 979-826-9770 today to set up an appointment for a free quote.
Astros baseball is on KWHI. Tune in to hear the Houston Astros baseball games on KWHI 1280 in Brenham, brought to you thanks to our Astro sponsors, Tegler Toyota, Bluebonnet Petroleum, Family Motorsports and Toys, Rick J. Bison Associates, BDM Pipe and Steel, Cruzy Village, Caldwell's Kim Dry, J5 Tractors, LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC Cadillac, Fireplaces, etc., and T3 Truck and Trailer. Please support our Astro sponsors. And for Astros baseball, keep your radio dial tuned right here on KWHI 1280.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
Welcome back to the Money Makeover Show with the Money Makeover Team from Neal Financial Group. Our office number here in Brenham, Central Texas office. If you want to come by for the free review, just call us. And Sharon will get you hooked up for that. We'll compare our calendars and get you in. Whether it's personal, whether it's small business or mid-sized company related things like employee benefits. We have some folks that we've been meeting about several different places actually out here about changing from a lot of places have simple IRA plans for their employees. We're maneuvering them into something that's a little bit better from a tax and benefit standpoint to the employer and the employees. So a lot of different ways to do things. Disability coverage for employees. Different ways of doing things that are not going to be necessarily more costly, especially when you look at, Jamie, the tax benefits that can accrue to the employer as well. And it's also great for the employees. Lots of different ways to construct things.
Absolutely. We had talked a little bit on Monday about, you know, one of the decisions that always that goes into where am I going to, what's the most attractive job offer that I have, is trying to take a look at not only what the salary is and the work environment, but also what are the benefits that are available. And if you have, if everything's equal, and one company has better benefits than another, where should you go to work? Mm. I think that's pretty simple.
A couple of things. I got a question actually just yesterday from one of the participants in one of the 401k plans I'm an advisor on. And this individual is buying a home, and they want to know if they can borrow money out of their 401k balance to help with the down payment. I think they're like $3,000 or $4,000 short on that. And their plan is to go ahead and plow this back in to the 401k as quickly as they can. All right, couple of issues on that. Number one, some plans do not allow you to borrow. So first of all,
yeah. Can you even do it?
So check with their plan administrator about whether that's a possibility. All right. Number one. Number two, the rules for borrowing on that balance are generally pretty much the same everywhere. But in this person's case, they're asking about borrowing for a longer term, which would be mortgage term. So generally speaking, you have to pay back a loan from your 401k plan within 5 years. You have a 5-year amortization schedule that the administrative people that handle your 401k at work, they set that up for you, and then they take money out of your paycheck after tax to pay that back, that loan back, within a 5-year period. If you change jobs, if you quit, whatever, and you are no longer employed by the firm that you're working with and you took out that loan, here are a couple of things that can happen. Number one, your new employer, if you go to work somewhere else and they have a 401k and they are willing to continue your payments to pay off that loan, they can go ahead and keep doing that for you if they will do it. They don't have to, but they may do it. That's number one. So what if they don't do it? Then you are going to have to pay the remainder of that loan balance back yourself to your 401k plan. And you have about 60 days to go ahead and get that money back in there.
So the 5 years does not apply at that point?
No, it does not. The IRS is not going to set up a separate amortization schedule for you as an individual. So that money is going to be due and payable. And what happens if you can't pay it all back is that the IRS will deem that that is an early distribution to you. If you're under age 59 and a half, not only do you owe income tax on that money, but you have a 10% penalty tax for an early distribution before age 59 and a half on that. So please be careful. Think of the pros and cons of that. In this individual's case, I know the type of work environment she's in, and I know a little bit about the company and what her job is, and I believe her pretty much when she says she's going to pay this thing back and probably even try to pay it back a little early. And that's good. If she has to have that little bit, fine. But I did warn her that there are some downsides.
And one of the key things there is the money goes back in after tax.
Yep.
And a lot of times when you change employers and you're moving money, they want to know if there's any after-tax contributions in there. You say, well, wait a second. I thought all of them were pre-tax. Well, in this particular
loan
case,
payments are not.
Loan payments are after tax.
Yeah. So, again, before you look before you leap on those kind of things, be sure you at least get in touch with your 401k people at your employer and talk to them about it, walk through it. Or if you have questions, you can always call us at the office. Again, our office number, 979-836-2903, 979-836-2903.
See you back here Monday.
The show you have just been listening to is sponsored by the Neal Financial Group and does not reflect the view of KWHI or its advertisers. The opinions voiced in this show are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. You should consult a financial professional when considering making investments in the financial markets. Financial markets may involve risks. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. Nothing said on this show is intended to or should be considered an offer or solicitation to buy or sell any security. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Should you have more questions, please visit the website at nealfinancial.com.